We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a great show for you today, as the New York Giants have officially introduced their new general manager. And guess what? We're running it back. He loves Daniel Jones. He loves Saquon Barkley. He does not like Deshaun Watson. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
Kid? Excellent. How are you feeling?
I've been better. I'm going to do the majority of today's show standing up. Nobody wants to hear me whine and complain about it, but that's just the way it is. I've got the back brace on. I threw my back out this morning. I went to the greatest chiropractor in the world, my main man, Dr. Drew, and I'm upright. So I'm in excruciating pain. So for the next 4.5 hours, that'll present itself. That'll present itself.
At 11 a.m., Craig Carton was listed on the injury report as doubtful. But yeah. I never doubted him for a second. His Willis Reed moment. I'm going to get him
Reed.
To work.
I play. Right. I'm playing. Willis Reed didn't play. Yeah, I'm playing.
You're going to play? And yeah. I'll be Walt Clyde Frazier carrying your ass.
So if you're a diehard Giant fan, you heard the general manager, either the press conference or on with the guys, Tiki and Tierney did a good job with them. A couple things. One, yes, I agree. He comes across like a very likable, decent guy. There was nothing douchey about him. There's nothing arrogant about him. So he is a likable guy. Means absolutely nothing as far as will he be a good general manager, right? So here's the thing, a couple things that I take out of it that, again, I'm not a diehard Giant fan. If you're a Giant fan, I think you have to maybe not be skeptical about Evan, but you have to be concerned about. Number one, Daniel Jones is their quarterback. That was made abundantly clear, not just by Joe Shane, but by John Mara today, who said, and I'm paraphrasing here, we've done enough to screw that kid up already.
Yeah.
Like, what?
No, he's right. He's not wrong about that.
Okay.
Bad coaching, bad roster. Yeah, that's
all
fair.
Right, so he's coming back. They love Saquon Barkley, and it's the same thing I heard Dave Gettleman say how many years ago?
That would be 4 years ago now.
We're going to fix the offensive line.
Right.
A better offensive line makes Saquon Barkley better, makes our quarterback better. Great. How are we doing that?
Well,
what's the plan?
The biggest thing to me was, unless he's lying to us, which he could be, a GM has a right to lie. They have a right to BS us for reasons of value and whatnot. He's bringing Daniel Jones back, and his words, not mine, we're going to build an offense around Daniel Jones.
Okay, great.
That's a headline right there if you're a Giant fan. And I know there are some Giant fans who say, yeah, you should, because you have done everything to screw him up over the last few years. A bad offensive line, receivers who are always hurt, horrible coaching, terrible coordinators, a lot of coaches. I get all that. I'm of the belief that I can't trust Daniel Jones to stay healthy.
Well, not just that, Evan. Daniel Jones is an interesting position contract-wise.
Right.
He has this year at about $8 million, and then, of course, the team option for the fifth year of the contract for an ungodly amount of money for a guy that may not be a franchise quarterback. So if we're building the entire thing now around the talents of Daniel Jones, which on the surface I'm not saying is not the right thing to do, he's still in a one-year tryout period.
Yes, yeah, because, first of all, no one asked him, to my knowledge, and I listened to the press conference, I listened to the interview here on the station, no one asked point blank, hey, are you picking up his fifth-year option? We all assume that they won't, for reasons that you said. It's an ungodly amount
of
money.
It's too much money.
It doesn't make any sense, but you're right. It's a trial year.
Right.
That's what this is.
So you can't make long-term franchise decisions when your quarterback, who in theory you're building around, is going to have a one-year tryout.
Right.
Because that's what this year is going to
be. Right, and if you don't fix the offensive line in 1 year, if you don't improve the roster in 1 year, if you don't get the right offensive coordinator and system in 1 year, then all the screwing up of Daniel Jones may not matter because you didn't unscrewify it in 1 year.
Yeah. The other thing that, and maybe this is just my thing because I feel like in some weird way I'm attached to this guy's name, at least in New York, and that, of course, is Deshaun Watson. John Maurer spoke, I guess, after the initial introduction to a group of reporters, and Joe Shane doubled down on it. They are not going after Deshaun Watson.
Right.
They have no interest in Deshaun Watson, as they said, for a lot of reasons. One, current salary cap situation, and two, the allegations against him. I respect that. If, as an organization, you don't want that quote-unquote type of guy here, and that's just the way it's going to be moving forward, I guess that's okay. But what's not okay about it is if the new general manager comes in and he thinks Deshaun Watson is the bleep, right? He's the guy. And overnight, he makes you a really good football team, or at least a much better football team because of his obvious talent. I found it interesting that they're not even willing to consider it.
But neither did Joe Shane, because he was asked the same question and said no.
Yeah, but
for cap reasons,
that
we're not going in. Well, but wait a
second.
How
could you not even consider it?
But Craig, Deshaun Watson's not the only quarterback available this offseason,
that's
potentially.
True. That's true.
So you could also ask Joe Shane and John Mara, hey, if Russell Wilson's available, you're going to go after him. Because you can't hide behind, well, the allegations. There are no allegations with Russell Wilson.
Right.
He's a really good quarterback. Now, they could have given a similar answer of no, cap space, draft picks, we can't do it. But I would have asked him, hey, what about Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
What about Aaron Rodgers? What about drafting a quarterback? Because I don't love the idea personally. And I know there are going to be some Giant fans who disagree, want to give Daniel another year. I don't love the idea of building an offense around Daniel Jones. I don't.
I don't think Giant fans do either.
I don't love an idea of saying, yeah, you know why Daniel never lived up to the potential over the last few years? It's everyone else's fault. And while there is some validity to that, the quarterback position is the most important position in football. It's the biggest decision a new general manager is going to have to make. The legacy of a general manager in many ways is determined by the quarterback they pick.
Yeah.
Ask Joe Douglas. He is linked to Zach Wilson. So right now, if you are the new general manager, Joe Shane, is that really what you want to do? Do you really want to go into a season with a guy who's coming off a major neck injury? We don't even know his status going into next year.
Nor did anybody ask.
No. Well, there's a lot of things that weren't asked. Like, I got to be honest with you.
I bet you don't ask what the current health status is of Daniel Jones. Nobody asked if you're going to bring in a legitimate veteran quarterback.
That's another thing.
Nobody
yes.
asked, are you going to at least have somebody come in that will push him to be the starting quarterback like a veteran might?
Well,
none of that stuff was asked today.
And by the way,
maybe that's why they didn't put him on with us. I don't know.
You said something earlier, and it's so true. We are all past reacting to a press conference in terms of appearance or pumping you up.
Because you've been burned a couple times.
We've been burned a few times. Yeah. So here's what I'm reacting to. Here's what I think Giant fans should react to. The meat and potatoes of, okay, you're the GM, to quote Clint Capella, what you gonna do about it?
Well, I think he was very clear that this is a GM that does not believe in, you know, just flashing a lot of cash. He's a draft first guy.
He's right about it. I totally agree with him.
He's a build through the draft, supplement through free agency.
I am totally with him on that. I saw him say that this morning, even before his press conference, and he's right about that. And I also like the idea that while analytics are a big part of this team, he doesn't want to call it analytics because it's a dirty word, so he changed it to data innovation. I like that.
Okay.
Data innovation. Hey, what did data innovation say on that fourth down call?
There's
going to
be about half a dozen young pimple-faced kids in their young 20s who just graduated from DeVry who are now going to be part of the New York Giants front office. And by the way, that might be a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad thing.
So I don't – listen, there's nothing to dislike about Joe Shane at all. I want to be clear about that. He's got a lot of work ahead of him. He knows that.
Quick question for you. Because you watched it, I watched it, we all watched it, we heard it. I did take out of it how important, when asked about the coaching staff, he put a real emphasis on working together, being on the same page, collaborative. That does lead me back to the fact that he is probably going to bring in one of his Buffalo guys.
I told you that the other day. Brian Daboll's the new head coach of the New York Giants.
You're ruling out Leslie Frazier?
Leslie Frazier, and this is not fair, Leslie Frazier cannot get this job because of how the Chiefs-Bills game ended. Giant fans would have a fit if Leslie Frazier's the guy. Plus, a lot of fans would also view that as a retread who didn't win the first time.
Well, around. I think there's two reasons why Leslie Frazier wouldn't go over with fans. Not that it's fair or not. Even though the Buffalo Bills defense was really good this year, when Giant fans and football fans think about the Buffalo Bills, they think of Josh Allen. And they associate his turnaround from raw rookie to MVP caliber player. You look at Brian Daboll and say, hey, maybe he played a big hand in that.
Yeah.
I think when you look at Leslie Frazier, and it's not fair, I don't think you view the defense and say that's a Leslie Frazier creation.
It's the same thing both ways. People are going to overvalue maybe Brian Daboll because of what the Bills did in that Chiefs game, and they're going to undervalue Leslie Frazier.
I agree.
So there's two sides of that coin.
I do think that at least based on his answers, not that he's being 100% truthful in everything that he says. I know you can't be because things still have to happen. I do walk away from this really convinced Brian Daboll is going to be the next head coach.
Yeah, so overall, listen, it's a positive day for sure. You got to meet your new general manager. If you're a diehard Giant fan, bring it. Love to hear from you. I hate to say this because I get no joy out of saying it, but for those of you who felt over the course of the last couple of years that the Maras have become something closer to the Wilpons than, I don't know, let's say the Steinbrenners, for lack of any other better comparison, there was still a hint of that at today's press conference. John Mara said something today. Now, I'm not sure if he said it during the actual his first comments or he told the reporters that, you know, afterwards, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
But John Mara said something today that if it was a Jeff or Fred Wilpon production, they would be buried for it for months. Okay? I'm going to tell you what it is after the break. Because it's a little nothing is what it is. But I got to be fair.
You're a
be
bad
honest.
Guy. I'll tell you why you're a
no,
bad
I
guy.
No, I got to be fair.
On
I got to be honest.
On a day where the Giant fans want to have hope, and we could debate the quarterback stuff, the roster stuff, on a day where Giant fans want to have hope, you brought up the W word.
I did.
How dare you?
Well, you don't even know what it is, though. Wait till I tell you what it is. When I tell you what it is, I want to be clear. It means absolutely nothing. It is nothing more than a cheap shot that I'm taking at the Mariners.
So you're admitting that it's a cheap shot?
It is an uncalled for cheap shot. I want to be clear. I mean nothing by it. No harm intended, but I'm not doing my job if I don't at least make you aware of it. So I'm not being a Giant hater. I'm not putting the Mariners down. I'm not saying they're the Wilpons. I just have to tell you the story, though. And then you can do it the way you want. But don't yell at me. Don't attack me. don't tell me I'm just your Jet fan who hates the Mariners and the Giants. I'm merely going to give you information. You can decide what to do with the information.
What Craig is trying to tell you is we report, you decide.
I don't know. Was that Fox?
I think that was Fox.
That's what we're doing. Right. Yeah. Again, so we'll take a very quick break, and then we'll tell you the story, and then we'll take all your calls. Is that a fair way to do this? The New York Giants have a new general manager. Brian Daboll's going to be their head coach. They'll probably announce it on Saturday and introduce him on Monday. And away we go in the offseason. Great. We are coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. With the winter chill comes winter arthritis and winter pain. And I'm not going to lie to you, Evan. I got up at 6:45 this morning to go chop wood because you have a big storm coming in Saturday, and I'm out of wood. And my son and I go out there, we chop wood. We don't have a service bringing us wood. We go out there, we get our own wood. And I was all set, flannel shirt on, pants on, put the work boots on, and I'm ready to chop some wood. And then I just bent over to tie my shoes, and out went my back. Didn't start the chainsaw. Didn't see any wood, never chopped any
wood. It would be so easy for you to say that you threw your back out while chopping wood.
Yeah, I'm not a liar.
I mean,
I used to be. I'm not a liar anymore.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Nobody from the morning show is coming.
Why?
They don't believe in charity, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. No, they got to get up early.
I get you.
Yeah, they got to get up early. So here's the quick story. All right, then we'll get all your calls. And I want to be clear, it's a total cheap shot, and it's not meant with any derision whatsoever, okay?
Sure.
But my point here is, if this story came out with the Wilpons when they own the Mets,
I'd go nuts.
You'd go crazy about it.
All right, let's see if it passes the Wilpon test. Go ahead.
All right.
I'll be fair.
And this comes directly from the owner. It's not like a rumor. It's John Maurer.
Okay.
When they brought Joe Shane in for the interview that ultimately got him the job.
Yes.
Okay. You know, they flew him in, right?
Don't tell me they put him in coach.
No. The Giants?
Yeah.
When's the last time anyone in the Maurer family ever flew coach?
Never.
Right.
So that's not what they did.
My gut is that John Maurer hasn't even flown commercially in the last 25 years
of
his life.
I'm thinking the same thing.
But I'm sure there are some Maurers, like lower Maurers, like, I don't know, Chris Maurer, who may at some point, you'll fly like JetBlue Mint.
He's a lower Maurer?
He's a lower Maurer because, like John said, he has no authority here whatsoever.
Even though he sits in on all these meetings.
He makes the decisions, but he has no authority.
Right.
So he's like a JetBlue Mint guy, right? But I don't think John Maurer's flown commercially in maybe his entire adult life.
Right.
And why would he?
No, I mean, if I had that money, I wouldn't.
If I was a billionaire, I would own my own plane.
Totally.
All right. So this is how they flew Joe, is it Sheen or Shane?
Shane.
Shane. All right. Here's how they flew him in. Ready? They put him in the last row, middle seat by the bathroom.
Oh, come on. Now, you're right. If this was the Wilpons, we'd crush him.
Now,
we'd crush him.
I want to be clear. They hired the guy. So the guy that they wanted and did hire, the way that they impressed that guy was last row, middle seat, by the bathrooms.
The one thing, if we're really doing the Wilpon test right now, and I do admit, as a Met fan, as someone that has been very critical of the Wilpons, I would have lost my mind. I agree. Here's one big difference.
Yes.
Jeff would never have admitted it.
Probably not. That's
no,
right.
That would be leaked out to, like, Andy Martino or so. Oh, no, he wouldn't report that. It'd be leaked out to, like, some reporter.
Like, John Maurer offered it.
Yeah, he said it on his own.
So we need you to come back. We want to meet you in person. And we really, really like you. The only flight we can get you on, and we are the New York Giants.
Right.
We're worth $3 billion. The only flight we can get you on is commercial. Last row, middle seat, by the bathroom.
Right.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Now, to Joe Shane's credit,
yeah,
he said, I'm going to interview with the New York Giants to be their GM. Put me on the wing.
Oh, no, he don't care. Now, Joe Shane, and you could tell in this press conference today, he's worked his way up from the very, very bottom. And his dream is ultimately to become a general manager of a football team. And not only is he a GM of a football team, he's the general manager of a classic team like the Giants.
Sure.
He would have ran to New York for the interview.
Yeah, and by the way, exactly right. Like, the Giants have nothing to prove to him. He had to prove something to them. But still, my point
is, there's a part of me that admires Maurer for admitting it. I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how it came up. I
Jeff
know the context
Wilpon
of
would
it.
Never admit that.
No, he would not. He would have lied about it, even worse.
Right.
Oh, we shot him first class. Wink,
right,
wink.
Right.
And then he would have asked the GM to just go along with it, something like that. So here's Joe in Smithtown on the Fan. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Just wanted to make a point about the Joe Shane talk today.
Yeah.
I think as a Giants fan, you got to be a little bit optimistic because, you know, you guys mentioned earlier, Jones is in his contract year. And for those who don't think Jones is the guy, I mean, worst case scenario, he sucks next year and the team sucks. But then you bring in a quarterback with an opportunity with the draft picks we have this year and the opportunity that we're going to use this offseason to build around. I mean, look at Mac Jones going to the Patriots and he in the right position.
I think the point you're making, which is an important one, is that they're going to be better by default next year because of where they're drafting. And I think the other point, which is I think is a good one there, Joe, is that you're not winning a Super Bowl in the next couple of years. So you view next year as, are we drafting a quarterback in 2 years or not?
But here's and you build around the quarterback position. And if the position isn't turned, if the position turns out to be wrong next year, you have the pieces in place.
Here's the counter to that. They are picking very, very high in this draft. Yes. Twice in the top 10. Your hope is that you win football games next year. You even said it, by default, they're going to be better. There's a really good chance you're not picking nearly as high next year. Joe Shane even said, my goal is to compete today, build for tomorrow. He is not rebuilding. He said it. I'm not a tear down, rebuild kind of guy. His words.
Yeah.
So,
look, by the way, how long do you think you worked on that line?
6 hours.
No doubt.
I think as he was sitting there in that uncomfortable seat on the plane.
Right. He had a notepad.
He's jotting down, I need a good line. And it's a great line, by the way. It's great. You compete today, you build for tomorrow. I would be more open-minded about the quarterback position in this draft. Now, if he doesn't like Malik Willis, if he doesn't like Kenny Pickett, if they don't like the quarterbacks in this draft, sure, don't force yourself to draft a quarterback. Right. But they're picking in a spot that you hope, Giant fans, you don't pick in again.
Well, also, unless he just flat out lied to everybody, they're not picking a quarterback this year anyway. Like, they are fully committed to Daniel Jones.
But if they don't pick a quarterback this year and they don't acquire a quarterback that could be their future and Daniel Jones flames out or you've got to pay him, the odds are you're going to be back at the drawing board looking for a quarterback.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You are best equipped drafting a quarterback this year with where you're picking, then potentially next year where, hey, if you're competing today and building for tomorrow and you have a good year, you're not picking in the top 10 or top 12.
I guess it depends on what they think about the quarterbacks coming out.
And that's the, right? And Craig, I acknowledge that. That's the key. Yeah. If you don't like the quarterbacks, don't draft the quarterback, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah, but you are going to witness next year a one-year kind of demonstration.
Okay.
That's what it is.
But here's the other problem. If you're going to do that, you have got to bring someone in capable of pushing him, mainly because Daniel has not proven he can stay healthy, and he's coming off a neck injury.
Funny, that question was not asked by anybody.
Well, it needs to be asked, because wouldn't you agree at least with this at the minimum, Giant fans who want to run it back with Daniel Jones? And I get it. One more year, let's fix the line. Why not? You got to push him. And you've got to give yourself insurance that if he does get hurt again like he has every year of his career, and God forbid it's major, that you're not left with freaking Mike Glennon starting.
Well, you know, you did make the point a couple weeks ago, the Kansas City Chiefs fixed their offensive line in a single offseason.
Yeah.
One offseason.
It can be done.
So it can be done. You also have Patrick Mahomes back there, but it can be done. Right,
but they had a top five offensive line this year, and certainly Patrick Mahomes is elite and great, but they fixed their line in 1 year. Now, they did it partially in free agency, which is not going to be a weapon for the Giants. We know that. They're capped out. Right. They're not going to be able to sign a Joe Thuney for $80 million. I acknowledge that. But if you're going to bring back Daniel, you've got to push him. At the minimum, wouldn't you agree with that if you're a Giant fan?
Whether it's, pick your favorite, I don't want to say journeyman, but journeyman veteran who's got some snaps under his belt.
I'll give you the guy right now, and it's already been mentioned, and it's obvious, Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
He's young enough where there's that thought of, maybe.
Yeah, but you know what the issue with that to me is?
What?
If you bring, use him as an example, doesn't matter to me who the guy is.
Right.
There's a really good chance that guy is going to be better in the summer. Does that guy become your starter? Are you doing it for show?
No, if he outplays Daniel Jones, he should be the starter.
Like,
why?
So in other words, and here's what I'm getting at, a legitimate competition.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because a lot of times, we've seen this many times, not just locally, but across the league, where you hear about, hey, there's a young buck guy coming up, but we're going to bring a veteran in. And the idea is that the veteran's there to push the young guy, right?
Right.
To make him better, show him the ropes. But that guy who's got more snaps under his belt, or maybe even more success, is usually going to be better in August. Right. That's just the way it goes.
Well,
so is it a real competition?
Mitch hasn't been in the league for 10 years. He's only been in the league for 4-plus years.
I know, but I'll give you an example.
What are you talking about?
So one example is, in New England, they claim that Mac Jones is going to have a real competition, right? Well, he won it. He became the starter.
Right.
But did he really win it?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Whereas his other teams,
he's better.
Whether it's Trubisky or Drew Lock out in Denver, or go back ever, pick your favorite team that we've seen this from, where it's more show than real.
No, there have been examples of show competitions. Yeah. There have been a few with the Jets over the years. Like early on in Mark Sanchez's tenure, there were show. Remember Mark Sanchez versus Kellen Clemens?
Yes.
That was not a competition. You bring in a guy like Mitchell Trubisky, who has some similar attributes to Daniel Jones, and you say, go compete. You know, Trubisky's 28 years old. He's still relatively young. You have a true competition.
Yeah.
I don't think Daniel Jones has done enough where you're handing him this job. Now, if he wins it, great. And if he's a much better quarterback and shows you the signs that we saw from him as a rookie, that's fantastic. If he turns out to be the answer and I'm wrong about Daniel, that's great news.
That means you have a real quarterback, right?
But you can't just hand it to him for health reasons and performance reasons.
Listen, I think the New York Giants is the best franchise for one of those types of quarterbacks to want to go to. Because if I'm Trubisky or Mariota or, you know, again, pick your favorite guy like you're picking nuts, all good with me, the New York Giants job is winnable.
Yeah.
That's what I would view it like.
If it's a true competition, yeah, to your point, though.
Yeah, like Mitchell Trubisky's not going to play right now. You know, there are guys that you know are earmarked in to be the starter. You know, I'll give you another example. If you went to, you know, Minshew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Legitimate quarterback, yeah, in the NFL.
You know how I feel about Minshew.
Yeah, like to me, if I'm any one of those guys, the New York Giants is where I want to go, because if it's a legitimate competition, I look Daniel Jones in the eye and I say to myself, I'm better than that guy.
Right, right.
And if I'm better than that guy, I'm a starting quarterback in the NFL.
But to your question, will it be a true competition, A and B?
Well, that's what I got. Who's the coach?
And also, is Joe Shane and whoever his lockstep coach is, are they going to do that?
Well, Brian Daboll's the new coach of the Giants. Why are we messing around here?
Well, it seems like,
come on.
Look, if you're reading
if I'm Brian Flores, I don't even come in here tomorrow for the interview. He's not getting the job. And they more or less said that by saying, yes, we're going to ask Brian Flores about why he and Chris Greer didn't get along.
Well, you know what else they said?
And then the GM spent a half hour saying, whoever the coach is, we have to be in lockstep on everything from, yeah, the shampoo and conditioner we use to who we think our quarterback should be.
The other thing
Brian
he
Flores
said,
ain't getting his job.
The other thing he said that Brian Flores has to answer for is, he was asked specifically, what attributes are you looking for in a head coach? First thing he said is leadership. That's easy. Second thing he said is, putting together a good coaching staff.
Yeah, oops.
The biggest knock on Brian Flores, specifically on the offensive side of the football, though his first-year defensive coordinator was a fellow named Patrick Graham,
yes,
who we like, but offensively, he didn't put together a good staff. And by the way, Joe Shane's right. Like, that's going to be one of the most important things this new head coach does.
It's a waste of an interview, by the way. We all know Brian Daboll's getting the job. I wouldn't be shocked if they've already got his name on a piece of paper. Here's Brian in White Plains real quick. Yo, B, what's up?
Hey, Craig Evan, how are you guys?
Doing great.
I wanted to say, about 10 years ago, I went to a Giants-Steelers game at Heinz Field, flew out Sunday morning, and John Mara, regular coach.
Wow.
No way.
Right next to him.
Wow.
I swear.
You're telling me that John Mara, the multi-billionaire, was sitting in coach on a commercial flight to Pittsburgh?
The day of the game, Sunday morning, it was Giants Steelers at 4 p.m. I got pictures and autographed.
Wow.
That fascinates me.
John Mara flies, not only commercial, Craig, coach.
That fascinates me.
Coach.
It's,
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Hey, Craigie, I also wanted to say, I own a college graduate back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Coach Crocker, Yellow Submarine, Greasy Knicks.
Now you're talking my language. I appreciate the blast from the past. Thank you, pal. That fascinates me, because my brain is now split in two. He just cut my brain right down in half. One side of my brain goes, that's effing awesome.
Right.
That he's a regular guy, and no matter how much money he's got, he doesn't want to waste it on sitting 20 feet in front of everybody else. Right? The other side of my brain goes, you dummy.
Right.
At the least case, you got to fly first class. Now, I don't know what the New York to Pittsburgh flight is like. Sounds like a bit of a commuter flight. Like, what is that? A 90-minute flight at most?
Right.
Maybe there was no first class on that flight. I don't know. But memo to all the billionaires out there, it's okay. It's okay to fly first class. You're not flaunting your wealth by doing it. And then the other side of my brain is like, regular blue-collar guy.
He's not a regular blue-collar guy.
John Mara grew up in the lap of luxury.
Right.
I used to valet park Wellington Mara's car at the Westchester Country Club. That was my job for 3 straight summers. And every Wednesday night, Wellington Mara would come for lobster night. And I had the privilege a valet parking his car.
Did you call him Duke?
I didn't know back then that he was the Duke.
Oh, okay.
To be honest. Huh? But I did every now and then go like this. That's it.
You questioned his tip?
That's it.
Oh, so he gave you small tips?
He was a $5 man.
So maybe I get $5 and right. I'm not a billionaire.
He was, Wellington Mara was not, I can't say he was cheap because a lot of them people give a dollar. But Wellington Mara was every Wednesday, we'd park his car, $5.
No, I think what you are saying is that father like son, they're cheap. That's what you're saying.
Well, again, there's.
That's what you're saying. Your word's not mine.
I didn't say that. There's frugalness. And then there's cheapness.
So what is that?
They are two different things. Giving Joe Judge 5 years, $25 million bucks is neither.
No, that's true.
Right, so I can't say he's cheap.
Right, right.
He just gave an unproven guy 25 mil.
You know what? I love it, though. John Mara is telling you, Giant fans, I'd rather spend money on paying coaches that aren't even coaching my team than spending money on first-class tickets or a private plane. That's a guy committed to winning.
That's what I said.
See?
One side of my brain's like, fantastic.
Yes.
Totally respect that. Man of the people. But the other side's like, whether you worked hard for it or not, you have it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, but if Steve Cohen was flying commercial,
I would piss me off.
I would look at it and say, that's my guy. He's going to pay Max Scherzer whatever the hell he wants and support this baseball team. But for himself, I'm good. Commercial.
You know, it's funny. I saw Joe Rogan the other day. He buys a lot of, like, I guess, antique type cars. He's right. A car collector. And someone said, hey, don't you feel a little awkward? It's kind of like flaunting your wealth. And he said, isn't that the point of being wealthy?
Right.
He was like, you know, I'm lucky. It's like I won the lottery. He goes, I'm well aware how lucky I am that I've got this generational wealth now. He goes, isn't the point of having it, enjoying it?
Well, you tell me when you're.
And I thought that was great.
When you were wealthy, did you feel that way?
When I was wealthy, I spent everything I had.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know what it's like to be on both sides of that coin. I know what it's like to look for change under a couch cushion so you can eat breakfast. And I know what it's like have a Mac Daddy, a Mercedes Sprinter.
You know what?
That's got two TVs in it, two Xboxes, and a computer.
If I ever had generational wealth, which I never will, I think flying to a city, I would be private jet central.
Yes.
But I think driving to work or driving around, I'd be in the same car I'm in now. I really don't.
Listen.
I think it's priorities.
Here's
the
difference.
What do you prioritize?
Boomer drives himself to work. Mike had Julio.
Right?
Right. There you go. So some guys are different. That's all.
Fair enough.
Yes. 877-337-6666. More of your calls coming up as you got for the first chance. An opportunity to hear and meet, although vicariously, the new general manager of the Giants. And yeah, he does come across like a good guy. He did not return my text, though. Little bothered by that.
You've had your first wrinkle with the GM?
A little bothered by that, yeah. He returned Tommy's text when I gave him his number last week, right? He wrote you back right away.
Text. We talked on the phone.
You called him. You didn't text him.
What'd you text him?
Text him again.
No. What did you specifically text him? Because this will go a long way to answering the problem.
That's a fair point. Okay, hold on.
And I'll be the judge. I'll be a fair judge on if your text may
now,
be
this
the
is
reason.
The day. This was the day he got the job.
Okay. What'd you text him?
All right.
Him?
So I said, hey, Joe, Craig Carton here. Afternoon, WFN Radio. Congrats on the job. I know my producer reached out. And I know we have to wait till next Wednesday to talk to you, which is today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I just want to introduce myself. He and I have a mutual friend in common. I referenced that friend's name and I said, enjoy the moment. Look forward to talking.
I know exactly what happened. You want to know the issue?
What happened?
He asked someone around the Giants, tell me more about this Craig Carton guy.
No.
And then Pat Hanlon, I mean, somebody from the Giants said,
no.
Never write this guy back. He's
no,
a douche.
Not
That's
at all.
Exactly what happened.
I've got a phenomenal relationship with the Giants as far as I know.
What time is Joe Shane on today, Craig?
Well, you know, his press conference ended at like 12 or whatever it was.
Okay.
So they made him available immediately.
Okay.
Now, if he winds up going on, Z100 this afternoon, then I'm going to be upset.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And, we'll deal with that accordingly.
Okay.
But again, he's not deciding what outlets to go to right now. Once he's in and he's got the job and he has an office with his name on it, then he can make his own decision.
So why do you think
like
he didn't
a big boy?
Why do you think he didn't even write you back then? You gave every piece of information he would need. Here's my name. Here's what I do. The only thing I could come up with is he asked about you and did not get responses he was looking for. Maybe he Googled you.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
Maybe he went into your Twitter mentions. I don't know. And he didn't like what he saw. And he said, I ain't writing this guy back.
So I'm going to, he gets one more text from me, and that's it.
One more.
If I don't get a response on this text, he's dead to me.
What are you texting him?
I'm going to say, congrats again. Look forward to chatting one day soon.
You know what you should write? I got a new one. Write, Daniel Jones. Are you freaking serious?
That'll be the follow-up if he doesn't return my text. Hey, Daniel Jones, good luck. That's what I write. All right, there you go. 877-337-6666. Your calls. Later today, we'll get into the baseball thing. Not from the same angle that every other jackass has on it, because I don't care who gets in or who doesn't get in, but we're going to find out why you care. It's mind-boggling today.
I don't understand why I care so much, but it pisses me off.
All right, so we'll get into that later today. As David Ortiz got into the hall, nobody else did. Who doesn't have a home security system? Who wants one with a free doorbell camera? Well, Sloman's only at, oh, bang. There's my response. Thanks, Craig. There you go.
Wow.
We're good.
That was quick.
Me and the GM are like peas and carrots. That was quick. Isn't he busy trying to find free agents?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.